Welcome to the NXT Podcast, your home for weekly NXT reviews and insight.
The beautiful part of NXT is that when one dream ends, another dream begins.
Find all of your NXT news, recaps, and analysis right here. So with that being said, we only have one question for you.
Are you ready?
We thought so. Let's get the show started right now.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the NXT Podcast. I am your host. My name is Zachary Smith. I'm very excited to be here with you today. Apologies for the late release. There was some, interesting news going on that had stuff directly to do with NXT superstars, so I had to take some time and figure out how to discuss that and kind of wait for everything to happen. I'm not used to NXT being important or newsworthy as a show, but here we are, and it's for a bad reason, but we're certainly going to talk about it. Before we get started, you can always find me on Twitter. I'm at ZachNXT, at ZachNXT. It's kind of just a collection of stuff that I like because I find it funny on there. So maybe we have the same sense of humor. I don't know. Go check it out. Or don't. You don't have to. Either way, listen. We usually talk about the news and the notes, stuff that's going on. There's a goofy one and a serious one. We're going to do the goofy one first because, as usually happens after WrestleMania, a fantastic WrestleMania, if I may add, there were some NXT call-ups. So the first thing that happened was that on Raw, the Raw after WrestleMania, we had the Cody Rhodes promo, and then most importantly to this particular show, we had, for some reason, Dolph Ziggler with Robert Roode defending the NXT title against Bron Breakker. So we have a main roster superstar and his main roster friend superstar, who one of whom is the NXT champion, a wrestler from NXT is the challenger, and it's all happening on Monday Night Raw. If I had to guess, I would assume that because this is Bron Breakker's second time on Raw, this is like a half and half. Like he wins the title back so he can be in NXT and learn, but also he's pretty soon going to be on the main roster, so we're getting him exposure to the audience. Because when NXT was good, the main roster fans didn't necessarily care about it, or I should say, didn't necessarily know who the NXT superstars were all the time when they debuted on the main roster. And so, if you get Braun exposed here, put him in there with Dolph Ziggler, who's really good at selling, have him win the title, it's a good way to debut somebody. I mean, in terms of the story, I don't know what we're doing. I'm not sure why the match happened, why it was on Raw, why there's another NXT title match, why Bron Breakker isn't just on the main roster. What happens to Dolph and Robert Roode now? Does Bron Breakker stay in NXT now? But here we are. So Braun is again the NXT champion. I thought that Braun was going to lose at Stand and Deliver, and he was just going to move to the main roster. And I was wrong, because he did lose that title match against Dolph Ziggler, but then, you know, they just ran it back and just put the title back on him. So I would assume then that Dolph Ziggler's done in NXT. I don't know, like, are you going to do Dolph challenging for the NXT title again? Or are you not, because you're not doing anything with Dolph on the main roster, you're just going to keep him in NXT? Kind of feels like his story has gone all the way through, so I don't know why you would need to do that necessarily. But yeah, new NXT champion. So there's that. On SmackDown, we had a few NXT call-ups. So first, Gunther, formerly known as Walter, who, by the way, I forget if it was actually Gunther that said it, or if it was somebody saying it on behalf of him, basically said that if he had come into WWE being named Gunther and they had changed his name to Walter, people would also be upset. Which I think is true, but I think misses the point. Yes, if his name before this had been Gunther, and all through his career he used Gunther, and it was a family name that was important to him, and we knew that, in every match we saw, he was Gunther, and then he gets into WWE, and he's still called Gunther, and he's on NXT UK, then NXT, then Survivor Series, then all this stuff as Gunther, and then one week randomly on a bad NXT show, he says, yep, my name's Walter now. We would not like that, because it would still be stupid. The point is not so much that we're going from Walter to Gunther. The point was that his original name was going to be a Nazi, and also Gunther's a worse name, and also the explanation for changing the name was Walter was like an homage to, I forget if it was his grandfather or what it was, but now I have to forge my own path, and to do that, rather than making Walter who I am instead of just a shout-out, I'm just going to change my name. So yes, if his name was Gunther and he became Walter, wrestling fans would not like that. And some wrestling fans just aren't ever happy with anything. I get it. This is not one of those examples. It's not the dunk that you think it is. We wouldn't like it because it would still be bad and disingenuous. And, like, AEW shouldn't be able to acknowledge outside companies. And WWE can't even acknowledge their own characters. You know? It would be bad. So Gunther's here. So, also, Marcel Bartel, that name is fun because it rhymes, and it's the name I've known him by, but all of a sudden, even though NXT and SmackDown are in the same company, and it's supposed to be just developmental, but you put them on TV and try to get people to watch it, his name's Ludwig Kaiser now. So we have Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser. So, you know. Is it silly? Yeah, obviously, we both can understand that. Also, it's just kind of generally annoying that people's names are changing. Like, at this point, I really should not be surprised. But, you know, it gets me every time because, again, it is the same company. So, you know, Marcel Bartel already had a name, and now, like, he's just Ludwig Kaiser. Sure, man, whatever, I don't care. Speaking of, Raquel Gonzalez is on SmackDown now. So, as we kind of thought, Raquel has kind of done everything she's going to do in NXT. She's been women's champion. I would prefer not to do that again. So if you're not going to have her as women's champion, then you might as well have her on the main roster, I guess. So here she is. Now, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's her strengths and weaknesses, or if it's the developmental process that I bet they're not very good at, or what it is, but Raquel didn't improve as much as you maybe would have liked in the promo department. Now, in the match department, if you give her the right opponent, you're fine. Like, if she's in there with a Rhea Ripley, they're just going to hit each other really hard, and it's going to be great. It's hit or miss. If you have somebody like Dakota Kai in there with her who really knows what they're doing, you're fine. So this is one of those situations where probably this was too soon. But also, at the same time, has been in NXT for a while and has gotten some experience. So if you were going to do it, you might as well do it now, I guess. Also, her name's not Raquel Gonzalez anymore. And I don't know why, but she's Raquel Rodriguez now. And, like, By itself, I'm fine with the name Raquel Rodriguez. You could call her Raquel Rodriguez. Sorry, my dog decided to jump right at the microphone. It was good, Ted. It was a good jump. I just wish you wouldn't do it into the mic. Now, Raquel Rodriguez, fine with the name. Just seems like if you were going to call her Raquel Rodriguez, don't spend all of this time on one of your other television shows telling me her name is Raquel Gonzalez. Because it's, I get it, like you're going to brand these people, and I don't know if you own the name Raquel Gonzalez or not. If you own the name Raquel Gonzalez, it's double stupid. If you don't own the name Raquel Gonzalez, then why do you change her name the first night she was in? Why was she Raquel Gonzalez for so long, and now she's just Raquel Rodriguez, which doesn't roll off the tongue as well. And maybe that's because it's new. But sure, listen, I wish all of these people the best. Raquel Rodriguez really is, you know, the prototypical WWE kind of superstar, right? Like, if Raquel were on the men's side, she would be exactly what Vince is looking for. Like, big, jacked, looks like they could beat you up, would probably turn heads in an airport to that thing that Vince always wanted. I don't know if he feels that on the women's side or if he still just wants women to be really hot. But clearly she has something that they're interested in. Now, here's the problem. You have to be very careful how you present her because, like, she would do video packages and have promos that weren't believable. And that's okay. Not everybody's strength is promos. And I'm not trying to, like, diminish her at all as a professional. I'm just saying that you're going to have some challenges presenting her in the best way, because if you just take somebody who's not very good at promos and make them do a WWE promo, like a 10 or 20 minute one when you're by yourself and then you get interrupted, like Cody Rhodes can do that in his sleep. Raquel Gonzalez, not so much. And if you send her out there, like, that's part of the reason people don't like Ronda Rousey. There's a few reasons, but one of the reasons is that she's bad at promos. She hasn't gotten any better, and she's not believable. And if you can't tell me the story, then it's very hard for me to attach anything to you. And especially, Raquel can be intimidating right now, but like when she loses her first match and that aura goes away, ask Omos after he had his loss. Was it to Bobby Lashley? Like, now the undefeated monster thing shtick is gone, but you don't have any promo to back it up. That's not going to be good. But I hope Raquel does really well. Gunther is, boy, he's one of the best wrestlers in the world. He really is, man. Like, just go watch some of the Ilya Dragunov matches, some of the Pete Dunne stuff, Tyler Bate. There's a million. He got ripped. I think he said that his favorite style of wrestling was always was it Japanese wrestling? Like New Japan, where you had the like heavyweights who had a little bit of a gut and would just knock the hell out of each other. And he definitely had that, but now my boy's got abs and he's ripped. He lost that weight and turned it damn near shredded pretty quickly. That's impressive. Unfortunately, that's a very important thing to WWE. Working your way up as somebody who doesn't look like a superstar is much more difficult. So, like, it's always going to be harder for a Samoa Joe or a Kevin Owens who, like, won't be taken as seriously by the company. And, like, sometimes you can get past it, right? Like, Kevin Owens was Universal Champion. He had probably the best storyline going into that year's WrestleMania with Chris Jericho, and they took the title off to give it to Goldberg and Brock, who had no story except, I'm going to hit you, no, I'm going to hit you. And he has had, or rather, had on Saturday, main evented a WrestleMania, one night of a WrestleMania. Not sure how that works. Feels like there's still one main event, and it's one long card over 2 days. But main event at a WrestleMania was Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestling his first match in 19 years. And make no mistake, Stone Cold Steve Austin is very good. And presumably he prepared for this, and he held up his end of the deal by the end. But Kevin Owens made that man look like a million bucks. If Stone Cold had come back and faced a worse wrestler than Kevin Owens, there's a decent chance that match never gets going. Because remember, it started really slow, and then it picked up. About the time Stone Cold drank a few beers and got suplexed on the floor, that woke him up. If he's in there with a worse wrestler, everybody leaves thinking, oh, man. It's like watching The Undertaker late, where it's like, oh, dude, this isn't what I wanted. So, that is to say, Gunther's current physique is going to help him. He's a very good character. Again, he's excellent in the ring. He has a charisma to him that's hard to explain. I really hope he does well. Like, you could, like, they won't, but you could book this in such a way that Gunther could believably challenge Roman Reigns for the whatever the unified titles are called. Like, I would absolutely believe that. You'd have to, like, heat him up, introduce him to your audience. It'd be a little bit down the road, but he is that level of talent, and I promise you that match would deliver. But it remains to be seen whether, you know, that'll happen, but I hope it does, because he is a main event talent. And if he ends up just, like, on pre-shows doing nothing, that's going to be a huge waste, and I just really hope that's not the case. Let's see. So, all right. Oh, Ryan Cabrera and Alexa Bliss are officially married. Congratulations to them, because obviously they're going to hear this. If you haven't been on Twitter, you probably missed it. Braun Strowman was at the wedding. He was invited with Raquel. Apparently they're together. Didn't know that. And Braun wore a, like, neon pink shirt, pink belt, and pink Crocs that all matched. And he had that dumb haircut that he has for Control Your Narrative Wrestling. The more I, you know, it's funny, the more I see of Braun, the less I like him. And it's interesting because, one, his name is Adam Scheer, and he uses that on social media, but, like, there is such a lack of respect for him that everybody still just calls him Braun. And he's a big, hey, Control Your Narrative, or CYN's a big deal, and it's not the indies, and he likes to talk back and forth with fans on Twitter and really just be like, that opinion was based. Yeah, based on your mom last night. He does a lot of that. I'm not making that one up. That's a real one. And then we'll be like, oh, I got you. Thanks for bringing me more free press. So that's the kind of guy we're dealing with. And again, the pink Crocs, it was something. He's ready to party, boy. They were in leisure mode with the strap up. They weren't in sport mode with the strap down, which is interesting. It was grass, too. It's a dangerous game, baby. All right, so we have to talk about the serious things. So, Nash Carter, one half of MSK, has been released by WWE. So, Wes Lee presumably is still with the company, and they're going to have to figure out what to do with him. But Nash Carter has been released, and the NXT titles are vacant. So, before Stand and Deliver, Kimberly, who is not with WWE, but she was with Nash Carter. I forget if they were married or what the situation is. But she started posting about Nash Carter being abusive and posted some photos as evidence. And that was the week of Stand and Deliver. And nothing really came of it. Surprisingly, MSK won the tag titles. So presumably WWE knew about the allegations and, you know, weren't worried about them. And then I don't know if it was to elicit a response or if it was just one series of tweets. Kimberly also put out a photo of, I guess, Nash Carter had been shaving and left the little bit of mustache, like the Charlie Chaplin thing, and he did the Hitler salute. So it looked like he was in a bathroom, so like a Hitler salute with the mustache. And I guess one of those things is worse, and because of the picture, he was released. Titles are vacated. After he was released, Kimberly deleted her Twitter account. So this is tricky, obviously, because with stuff like this, I am always going to be on the side of believing women with stuff like this. I think that it is much more likely that in any given case the woman is genuine and is not making something up just because. I think that people think that that is much easier or can be done more than it is. And again, I think any number of things could happen before a woman would put out these false allegations. I'm not saying that that never happens, but I am saying when I hear stuff like this, I will wait to hear everything that happened, but I believe women with stuff like this and with stuff like sexual assault and all of these things, right? So there seems to be two schools of thought here. The first school of thought is kind of, whoa, that was quick, but good, you know, between the Hitler picture and the allegations. You know, I don't want people like that in the company. There's one more side. The other side is like, if Nash Carter's going to get fired, then are you going to fire, let's see, Austin Theory, Matt Riddle were the big ones. Matt Riddle's tricky, man. Matt Riddle has got a lot of stuff that everybody just kind of seems cool to just never mention again, and then Randy Orton just talks about how great he is. And like, I would love some more clarification about the horrendous, almost swore, horrendous stuff that is in there. And Austin Theory is a whole separate situation that some people think is them ignoring it. Some people think it was disproven. Point is, the other school of thought is Kimberly was maybe emotionally unstable, wanted to get back at Nash Carter, and in order to do that, put this allegation out, and then that didn't work for whatever she wanted to do with it, and so she put out the Hitler picture to try and get him released, and then got a bunch of backlash and deleted her Twitter account. I am not here to tell you, you know, what you should think about this. I don't think it's up to any of us to take sides. I don't think Kimberly or Nash Carter particularly need our help. I don't think Wes Lee needs our help. I don't think any of them need our help. And I don't think us yelling about it on the internet's gonna change or affect anything. I couldn't not mention it, right? And again, I think you've figured out where I stand here, in that I would rather believe a woman and then be proven wrong later than be the I'm gonna hold judgment until I hear more, or assume that a woman is not telling the truth. And I think, as somebody who has my own mental health stuff that takes up a good part of my life, it's not the best to hear that weaponized, like, oh, she was, you know, mentally ill and had all this emotional stuff, and that's why she was, you know, doing that. I don't love that, but I think one of two things is going to happen. Either eventually charges will be filed, or something will come out that proves this, or that cements it, I should say, as her telling the truth. Or if it happens to be a complete fabrication, then that will come out, in which case, if Kimberly is telling the truth, then Nash Carter should have been released. That was the correct move. Also, when those allegations first came out, you should have at least suspended him, certainly not had him win tag team titles on your premium live event. If Nash Carter is the wronged party here, and it really was a complete fabrication, then he should get his job back. And, you know, we should go from there. It just is really odd to me, or would be odd to me, for somebody to completely make those things up. That is such a serious thing to say and to do and to put out into the world. I think at the very least, the people that put out the allegations deserve the respect of hearing them out. And it's terrible. Whatever happened here, I think I have an idea, but whatever happened here is terrible. And I feel bad for several people in here. You know, one of them being Wes Lee, who just lost his tag team partner. MSK has been a team long before they were in WWE. Like, these guys are tag team wrestlers. I'm sure that they were singles guys at some point. But, like, being a tag team, and by that I mean not just two guys who are singles coming together and teaming. I mean dudes who match their gear, work on their moves, have a different theme, wrestle together always. That's a hard transition back into a single superstar. And listen, I don't want to make light of this, but when I first saw MSK, I said, if there is a Shawn Michaels of this group, it's Wes Lee. And so, the only positive I can take out of this is that I think Wes Lee is talented enough, if he wants to stay with the company, I would understand if he didn't, but if he wants to, he could figure something out. I think he is more than talented enough. So, that's all I can take out of this. And unfortunately, this is one of those stories that I waited as late as I could to record this, specifically so that I could make sure that, like, nothing else was coming out. And the last thing that happened was that she deleted her Twitter account and he was released. And so, we are left in a place where that's all we got. And again, I'm not going to tell you how to feel, but I am going to tell you that this is very, very early in the process, and so no matter what you think, just try not to completely cement your opinion as a fact in your head, because we really don't know anything about this yet. We saw an accusation, we saw WWE fire somebody, and now here we are. And again, it is terrible. I feel bad for Kimberly. I feel bad for Nash Carter, depending on what happened. I feel bad for Wes Lee. It's a really crappy story for a team that, you know, had its ups and downs, but had just won these tag titles for a second time and were trying to get it going again. They had stuff with Matt Riddle, which is super weird now, looking back on it. It's a little bit like when Velveteen Dream was in NXT. Like, seeing Matt Riddle was like, oh, okay, this is weird because you still got some stuff that we're sweeping under the rug. But you're a Raw Tag Team Champion, so we're fine. So, I don't know. I usually have more eloquent thoughts or I have more to say. But it's just a crappy situation, man, and I'm sorry kind of to everyone involved. And obviously, you know, please don't send hate to Wes Lee or Nash Carter or Kimberly, because you don't know yet, and those are people, and it's not your job to go to bat for them. So listen, real quick, not a lot important happened, but Braun Breaker and Gunther had a really good match for the NXT title this week. That was awesome, and you need to go watch it. And also, I do want to tell you that Toxic Attraction beat Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai to win back the tag team titles that they just won at Stand and Deliver. So, you know, it's been 3 days, I think, at that point.
And they lose the titles again because Raquel is going to go to the main roster and Dakota Kai's going to die in NXT, I guess, one day. It's hilarious to me. Those titles were jokes by their very creation and remain so. I think it was Dakota Kai that said, at least we kept them more than a couple hours this time. And boy, she's got it. So listen, I wasn't as concerned with the weekly show this week for obvious reasons. Because I think it's important to talk about things that are difficult to talk about, like this. And I hope that I did a good job presenting it to you and not influencing the way you feel or making you feel bad if you feel differently than me. I'm very big on just because you disagree with me, unless it's about one of a few things, like if you're like racist or transphobic or hate women, like we can't ever be cool if that's how you're doing it. But I want to be able to disagree with somebody and still get along with them. So if you feel differently than I do about this, I understand, because we're working on the same amount of information. Maybe your life experiences have taken you to a place where you believe something, or you have more of a propensity to believe something on one side than I do on the other side, and that's fine. And also, when people get called up to the main roster, it is a big deal. This is the entire point of NXT 2.0. And I want you to pay very close attention to Ludwig Kaiser and Gunther and Raquel Rodriguez and Braun Breaker, who now we're allowed to say is Rick Steiner's son. By the way, at the end, Joe Gacy kidnapped Rick Steiner. I love that wrestling's so ridiculous I can just say that. But keep an eye on all those people, because the specific mission statement for NXT 2.0 was, we're getting away from these indie guys, because what the hell do they know other than making one of the best wrestling shows I've ever seen and then careening it into a hurricane called AEW and then getting mad when it lost. We're going to bring in people who aren't wrestlers, who are from other places. Gable Steveson, I need you to Google Gabe Steveson before he shows up on Raw every week and just have that information with you. Pay attention to these people, because NXT 2.0's entire mission statement is, we're building new stars. We're building the stars of the future, right? So you think you have one in Braun Breaker, you think you have one in Carmelo Hayes, you think you have one in several people. But if these people get to the main roster and they have, you know, success and they're pillars of the shows that they are on, fantastic, it's working. If they don't, and I suspect like maybe one of these people will be successful, and by successful I mean is or is on track to being a future like face of this company. By face, I don't mean Roman Reigns. I mean, you can be Roman Reigns or Charlotte or Becky or Ronda or Seth or Kevin Owens or, you know, somebody that you think of when you think WWE. I think maybe one of these people will get to that point. I think it's most likely that none of them do. And if that is the case, which, by the way, has nothing to do with their individual talent, has everything to do with WWE and the way it processes creativity, if that's the case, then what was the point of changing NXT into 2.0? And maybe we should review Vince or Bruce or whoever the people are that are dipping their hands into NXT trying to fix it. Maybe it's that your creative process on the main roster does not allow for the best people to stand out. So I'll be very interested to watch. Listen, that's the show. One more time, on Twitter, at ZachNXT, at ZachNXT, you tell me, Ludwig Kaiser, Gunther, Braun Breaker, Raquel Rodriguez. I'm going to fast forward 10 years, 15 years. Who had the best career? Do any of these folks main event, and by main event, I mean main event a WrestleMania? I think if you're going to say one of them could, it could be Braun. I think it's the person they will let do that. Gunther could. I don't think Ludwig or Raquel could. I don't think Raquel could, and I don't know enough about Ludwig, really. So let me know on Twitter, at ZachNXT, at ZachNXT. In the meantime, That is it for NXT. That is it for me. I have been Zachary Smith. You have been fantastic as always, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show, or head to WWEPodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to Patreon.com/WWE Podcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.